Well, blessings, 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 and true shalom to all of my God, the house of Yashareel, my God. What's up with it?
Hello?
Listen, this is Sarayahu Yehudi Yashareel. What's up with it? Now, let's begin. This is a recording on this December 31st, 2021, the last day of this 2021, according to the Roman Greco, which we know is not the true calendar. What's up with it? Now, again, and this presentation goes a little something like this. Yahs will remain truly true around here, and man's foolish and idiotic opinions and fraudulent notions remain perpetually false. Now listen, Yahuwah El Elyon is explicitly clear when he told Yashareel to not pollute our gene pool by mixing and breeding with other nations and peoples. Leave the Goyim alone. It was relevant then, and it is still just as relevant for us today in real time. Misogynation, ethnic pollution is a no-no. Pay attention. Now, the attack is three-pronged on how the enemy attacks our people via the lust of the flesh, eyes, and the pride of life. The first attack, which is what the lust of the flesh is, obviously promiscuity, fornication, sexual immorality, the whole LGBTQ suicide agenda, pedophilia, sadomasochism, and every perverted way Satan deceives, corrupts, perverts, and destroys the foolish masses. Now, how does Satan use the first attack to destroy the children of disobedience? Simple, sexual intercourse outside the proper context of holy matrimony becomes a serious inconvenience for the immature pseudo-adults who want to play grown but don't have the intellectual or monetary capacity, okay, but it's to support the new life conceived out of wedlock from their empty fornication. So now infanticide or abortion to them seems like a viable option. Attack number two is what? The prevalent spread of Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0 throughout the entire planet, which is perverted and another form of depopulation because two males cannot procreate and neither can two females. And attack number three is what? As I touched on earlier, is what? Ethnic contamination, misogynation, copulation between two different nations, peoples, and ethnic groups, which for Yah's holy word, holy and righteous nation, is strictly forbidden and is classified in his holy word as an abomination. Now pay attention. Read the following passage of scripture for yourself. This is not my opinion, but Yah's word of truth. Please recognize the difference. Opinions like ain't anybody has one. Yah's word of truth is eternal and it is us as forever. And that's what we are commanded and charged to forever be rocking with. You hear me? All right, dear. Not the lies and opinions of men. Pay attention around here. Which are fleeting and which are foolish. Pay attention. Now, the passage of scripture, please. And Shimon and Levi came unexpectedly to Shechem and executed judgment on all the men of Shechem and slew all the men whom they found in it and left not a single one remaining in it. They slew all in torments because they had dishonored their sister Dinah. And thus let it not again be done from henceforth that a daughter of Yashareel be defiled. For judgment is ordained in heaven against them that they should destroy with the sword all the men of the Shechemim because they had wrought shame in Yashareel. And Yahuwah delivered them into the hands of the sons of Yaakov that they might exterminate them with the sword and execute judgment upon them. And that it might not thus again be done in Yashareel. That a virgin of Yashareel should be defiled. And if there is any man who wishes and Yahshua to give his daughter or his sister to any man who is of the seed of the nations, this fool, he shall surely die. And they shall stone him with stones, for he has wrought shame in Yashareel. What part of set apart nation, my God, is not cast understanding? Huh? And they shall burn the woman with the fire because she has dishonored the name of the house of her father. And she should be rooted out of Yashareel as well. And that not a woman that breaks wedlock, that commits adultery, and no one cleans be found in Yashareel throughout all the days of the generations of the earth. For Yashareel is holy unto Yahuwah. And every man who is defiled it shall surely die. They shall stone him with stones. For thus has it been ordained and written in the heavenly tablets regarding all the seed of Yashareel. All the seed of Yashareel. You understand that? He who defiles it shall surely die. And he should be stoned with stones. And to this Torah, this divine instruction, this sovereign commandment, there is no limit of days and no remission in atonement. But the man who defiled his daughter shall be rooted out in the midst of all the Asherel, because he has given of his seed to Moloch and wrought impiously so as to defile it. And do you, Moshe, command the children of Asherel and exhort them not to give their daughters. Read that again, please. And do you, Moshe, command the who? The children of Asherel, and exhort them not to give their daughters to the other nations, and not to take for their sons any of the daughters of the other nations. For this crap is abominable before Yahuwah. For this reason I have written for you in the words of the Torah all the deeds of the Shekmim, which they wrought against Dinah, and how the sons of Yaakov spoke, saying, we will not give our daughter to a man who is uncircumcised, for that were a reproach to us. And it is a reproach to Yasharel, to those who live, and to those who take the daughters of the other nations. For this crap is unclean and abominable to Yasharel. And Yasharel will not be free from the uncleanness if it is a woman of the daughters of the other nations, or has given any of his daughters to a man who is of any of the other nations. For there will be a plague upon plague and curse upon curse, and every judgment and plague and a curse will come if he do this thing. Or hide his eyes from those who commit uncleanness, or those who defile the sanctuary of Yahuwah, or those who profane his holy name. Then will the whole nation together be judged for all the uncleanness and profanation of this man. And there will be no respect of persons, and no consideration of persons, and no receiving at his hands of fruits, and offerings, and burnt offerings, and fat, nor the fragrance of sweet savor so as to accept it. And so fear every man or woman in Yasharel who defiles the sanctuary. For this reason I have commanded you, saying, testify this testimony to Yasharel. See how the Shekmim fed on their sons, how they were delivered into the hands of the two sons of Yaakov. And they slew them under tortures, and it was reckoned unto them for righteousness. And it is written down to them for righteousness. And the seed of Levi was chosen for the priesthood, and to be Levayim, and they might minister before Yahuwah as his priest, as we continually, and that Levi and his sons may be blessed forever. For he was zealous to execute righteousness and judgment and vengeance on all those who arose against Yasharel. And so they inscribe as a testimony in his favor on the heavenly tablets blessing and righteousness before the Elohim of all. And we remember the righteousness which the man fulfilled during his life at all periods of the year until 1,000 generations they were recorded, and it will come to him and to his descendants after him. And he has been recorded on the heavenly tablets as a friend and a righteous man. Yovelim, Jubilees 30, verses 4 through 20, in all the 12 Sefer. Hashtags. Yah's way is perfect. You understand that. Uncorruptible, undisputable. The divine spirit of thought. Divine truth. Sovereign wisdom. Ruach Amet, meaning spirit of truth around here. Pragmatic intelligence. Transformative truisms. Absolute answers and solutions. Perpetual advancement systems. SDFEI, meaning Shandy Foster Enterprise International. TEMG, which means True Universal Empowerment Group. What's up with it? I'm a king, priest, God, and worth Yahuwah. I'm a Yashareem. I'm also Yahudim. I am a truthologist and a truth titan. I am also a master holistic transformation strategist. As the graphic states, Yahuwah's word is our eternal foundation around here. You understand these graphics, these images up in this piece? That's a no-no. Stick with your own. Period. Stop living wrong.